Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio, actor and comedian Dane Cook. How's it going, man?
I like that actor is first today because normally it's comedian and then sometimes I act. So it's exciting to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Whichever order you prefer, sir.
Okay, good. We'll take it.
Don't like labels on a certain person. But you're part of this new movie. I want to jump into this first, American Exit. And didn't exactly expect to see you in a role like this. So what's it about?
American Exit is a crime thriller. And this character that I play is on a journey with his son, played by Levi Miller, a very talented actor. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a story. It's based on a true story.
Ooh, I'm already hooked.
About a father who is terminally ill and through a series of very, very unfortunate events, kidnaps his own son. And takes him on this road trip where they're also being pursued by some very bad people. So it's this kind of heartwarming connection that this father and son who've never had that bonding moment, but you know, encompassed in a lot of friction.
Were you specifically looking to do something in the dramatic space or to just?
Yeah, I mean, I love away from stand-up doing, you know, things that are completely just left turn. You know, stand-up is very gratifying, you know, to be up there and making people laugh. So when I'm away from that,
right,
I'm looking for something that's going to, you know, challenge me, challenge my ability. And then the directors of this came along and said, you know, this is definitely something that we've never seen you in before. What do you think? Read it. Gave them my take on it. And then we were off to the races.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you approach a character like this in between sets, are you cutting up or are you staying method throughout?
I'm not method. No. My method is just to act.
When they say action, you
know,
turn it
off. I keep things light and then I have all the information that I need.
Yeah.
I've, you know, processed, I've come up with the origin of pretty much what every scene means to me. And then I go with it in that moment.
That's cool. It's nice to hear that. Cause when you're with cats that are like always in that mode, you're like, ooh, that makes it tenser on the
right.
set. You're hanging out.
Like, we get it, Daniel Day. You're Lincoln.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
You have to call him Lincoln.
Right.
Like he's literally walking. It's like Lincoln didn't have a cell phone, Daniel.
Exactly. Levi Miller plays your son in the film. How'd you guys work?
He was amazing. You know, he was discovered. He did Pan. He was the lead in Pan. And he'd never done any acting. And he got picked in a worldwide search, 3,000 people. So I was a little trepidatious at first. And then when I met him, he's like the real deal. He's a phenom. He's one of these. He loves acting. He appreciates the craft. And it was a real two-hander, this movie. It's him and I. If the relationship doesn't work, then the movie is not going to work. So immediately, like in that first week, I sat with him and just said, hey, man, we're going to, you know, protect each other. And by doing that, he felt, you know, equal. And then we just, you know, made something that I think is really beautiful.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, congrats.
Thanks.
Look forward to checking it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also wrapped up the first leg, your big Tell It Like It Is tour.
Yes.
What are you talking about these days?
Yeah, it's my first kind of national publicized tour. I never stopped touring, but this is the first one I've done with Live Nation in about 5 years. you know, in my life and in comedy, the one thing that I always aspired to was reaching a certain pedigree and really feeling seasoned. I think there were times even in my career when I was hitting these, you know, high watermarks that I myself felt like I'm not a real complete comedian yet. I have a lot to learn. And so through years of, you know, working with incredible mentors and comedians that I grew up actually loving that took the time to get to know me, I finally feel like, especially in this last five or six years, the one element I was always missing was introspection. And so the stories that I'm telling now still have the LPMs, the laughs per minute, as we say in comedy, still the LPMs, but they're more true to experiences that I've had in my life. So being in that middle spot of being able to just like be observational and funny, but poignant and talk about the things that have actually impaired me or uplifted me is a great place to be.
Gives it some gravitas.
Yeah. The tour's been, it's my favorite tour that I've ever been out on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself just now in the climate we're in having to censor yourself or second guess jokes that you're putting out there, which I feel has got to be incredibly frustrating creatively,
right?
Because now everyone, even comedy used to be the place, you know, you'd say anything, that's with truth, and everyone laughed along, but now even comedians are getting ridiculed and hard time, which I think is awful.
It is a different environment altogether. I think where it gets really sticky and what I try to be more cognizant of is you know, through like Twitter, things written don't have the same
tone, intonation. Yeah.
You don't know if there's malice behind it. You don't know if somebody's just being a goof. Yeah. And so I think comedians
people losing
have to
jobs, careers. You're right.
It's setting people back. And so I think that in your stand up, this is what I always am drawn to, because I know guys like Jeselnik can get up there and say things that are like, you know, just like, whoa, you know, you couldn't say that on the streets, but you know his intent. Yeah. And you know his character. And so you don't get the malicious.
Right.
Yeah. Some comics, especially newer ones, you could go to the club and be like, this person should not be talking about this because it's uncomfortable. And and so
their delivery's a little too.
Right. Or like, when you feel people in the room just like holding a part of their body, watching somebody nervously. And so for that, I feel for a lot of comics that I see coming up. But I just try to tell them, you know, work on being real, work on being honest. You know, you could still be absurd and irreverent, but if you're real, then nobody can really, you know, take you to task unless you're saying some stuff that's very, very outlandish.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. And you're absolutely right. There is that delicate balance between being funny on social media and then instead it's interesting. Yeah. I know you recently celebrated a couple years with your girlfriend.
Yeah,
Congrats. Any pressure to take it to the next level? Are you guys just cool? Is she in the room at the moment? I see a couple ladies that I just really make it uncomfortable.
She's not here. Okay. She just broke up with me before. And you know, it's funny. This relationship is the first relationship in my life, and it took me a lot of years to find it, where we are talking about what we both want to do next, and we're not having those conversations. So we've enjoyed this honeymoon phase of dating, and I'm hoping, I'm going to knock on some wood, but we'll see. I'd like for this to go the distance.
Good.
She's a really great person.
Right on. Yeah. Man, well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I just jinxed it.
I threw a major monkey wrench. I saw on Instagram hanging out with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
He is the coolest dude.
Yes.
How good does that guy look for his age?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Considering the amount of drugs he's done and his age.
Everything.
I'm like, damn, you look good.
I know. He and killing it on stage.
Right.
Killing
and still with the energy and stuff.
Yeah, I got to share the stage with him. Probably one of the coolest things that I'll ever do in my life. Aerosmith headlined a benefit concert, and I was on it. And then he just said to me, he goes, I want you to introduce me and then stand off stage. So I introduced Aerosmith at the Boston Garden, and then he brought me back out and everybody back out. And we sang with Aerosmith. I was literally, he was hanging on me like Run DMC video.
Yeah.
And
that's killer.
We just sang a couple songs together, and man, it was awesome.
Yeah, I bet, man. That's so cool to hear. I know you're a big Game of Thrones fan.
Yes.
Who's ending up on the Iron Throne?
Oh, man. I'm starting to think it's Arya at this point.
Right, I mean, but geez. You know she doesn't. Well, I am too.
Yeah.
And not to nerd out for a second.
But she can't, right?
Did you feel like they went a little out of character when she went full Targaryen this last episode and just started frying everyone?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. She was a breaker of chains and she's helping everyone. All of a sudden it's like, oh, come on.
Right. Well, it's almost that thing of like when she said in that earlier season, I don't want to be in the wheel. I want to break the wheel.
Yeah.
And I looked, I'm like, well, I guess she is breaking the wheel because she's now destroying everybody.
Right.
But I didn't see that coming. I didn't love that turn.
I didn't see that coming either. Wait, you're the ruler of ashes now. Who are you going to rule over? And you got to build everything up.
With no support and no...
Exactly. Interesting to see what's going to happen. They got one episode to wrap it up.
I stopped watching.
I don't know how they're going to wrap everything up in one. That's...
I know, right?
How?
It better be at least like 3 hours.
Right?
Unfortunately, it's not. All right, Dane, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Here we go.
Go-to karaoke song.
A Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Which I can't even sing, but I just always love it. Nobody can hit those Steve Perry high notes.
Last show you binged watched?
With my girlfriend. She'd never seen Game of Thrones. We watched all the seasons leading up to this year.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All-time favorite comic?
Oh, man, Mario, you're killing me. All-time favorite comic. Today, I'm going to go Carlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me your Mount Rushmore.
It's definitely Carlin. It's definitely Pryor. I'm gonna put Chappelle.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And oh man, Steve Martin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that one. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, I had a poster of Christina Applegate.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a Married with Children days.
Married with Children. Yeah, I remember that.
She was hot.
That was my crush.
And funny.
Yep.
Great catch.
And I got to meet her years later and say, hey, you were my crush. And she was like, oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I don't know you at all.
She's like, I've never heard that before. Biggest pet peeve?
People on their phone at the gym when you're on the tread and they're like literally like threatening people and yelling.
Right.
I hate that.
Someone last weekend was on speakerphone
on
the treadmill. Speakerphone. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Or when they're on a machine and you're waiting for it.
And they're just on the phone.
Right. Chilling right there. Well, listen, watch American Exit right now on DVD, digital, or on demand. And you can follow him on Instagram at Dane Cook. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks,
congrats
Mario.
On everything.
Appreciate it, guys. On
with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.